Raindrops are falling on my head. It's time now for our weekly conservation show here on Q92. Heard every Wednesday morning at this time, featuring news from the Soil and Water Conservation District Office, Black Barrel Yellowbank Clean Water Partnership, Black Barrel County Environmental Office, and more. Now the conservation show for today. Time for our conservation conversation here on Q92. We're going to have a conversation today with Mitch Anderson from the Lacaparral Yellow Bank Clean Water Partnership. Did I get that right, Mitch?
Correct.
Yeah. I did. All right. And you we've had you on before, but just to remind folks, you took the position that Mary Holman had there for a lot of years as she retired.
I did. I started at end of October in 2016. So
okay. So you're the new
up on 6 months.
You're here. The new Mary.
Correct.
That's what they used to call me, new Donna, when I took over the Chamber of Commerce here for Donna Ventrella, who left town. I was the new Donna for a year or so. Yeah. I think that was a compliment.
I think some people still turn their head in when they come in the courthouse thinking they're going to see Mary. So.
Well, she's kind of a fixture up there, but she was there for quite a few years, right? Right when you walk in the back door of the courthouse, up the steps
right
on the right,
there
they'll find you.
Yep.
Same office that's been there for the past.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've got some meetings and things coming up here you wanted to talk about today, so fill us in.
I did. I wanted to talk first about upcoming professional judgment group meeting that we're having. So a little background on that. The watershed is currently in the middle of a process through the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, or MPCA, that you and I would commonly refer to as RAPS. RAPS stands for Watershed Restoration and Protection Strategies. And so in order to develop these strategies that are going to restore water quality and protect water quality, or water that's unimpaired to begin with, the first step that we needed to do was monitor the watershed. So in 15 and 16, and towards the end of 16, chemical water monitoring was done by Mary Holman, who I replaced, and then the MPCA did biological water monitoring. The MPCA since then has been working on assessing that data and coming up with their assessments of what stream reaches and what lakes, water bodies are impaired or not impaired. And so the meeting I'm talking about today will be held April 25th at 10 a.m. in the annex or the west end of the elementary school.
That's a Tuesday.
I believe it's
25th April.
Wednesday.
I got 25th.
Is it Tuesday?
Tuesday on the calendar here, 25th. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
So that meeting will be our local chance to have a say in those preliminary assessments that the MPCA comes up with. And that's really going to be our one and only chance. So while this meeting is open to any interested parties, it is expected to be an all-day meeting, and it's going to be a long meeting. So if you do have a concern about a particular stream reach or a water body that you're concerned with, maybe you live by it or something, I would recommend talking to me or someone from the SWCD about your concern, and we can talk about that at the meeting. Otherwise, yes, it is open to the public, but you might be sitting there waiting all day long.
So if you're interested and you got a day to spare, I mean, they're welcome to spend the time at the meeting.
If you want to sit there all day, and it's going to be a long meeting.
Yep.
So
okay.
I would recommend talking to me. I will have the assessments a little bit in advance of the meeting, so if you're interested in checking on if you're on those assessments or if that's something that's affecting a water body that you're interested in, then you can stop in the office and we can take a look at that too.
Okay.
And another reason for getting in touch with me or the SWCD for this is if you are going to have a concern at this meeting, it needs to be valid and evidence-backed. So likely if you are going to express a concern, it's going to be a better argument if you have evidence from us to help you out.
So. Right. Some written information and that kind of thing, too.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that'll, again, be on April 25th at 10 a.m. in the annex of the elementary school.
It's kind of like city council meetings. People come in to address their concern. We always invite them to stay for the rest of the meeting if they want, but I don't think I've ever seen all my years in the council. I don't think anybody ever took us up on the offer, you know?
I would applaud anyone that's going to stay all day for this, yeah.
All right. Very good.
I should also mention that the Upper Minnesota Watershed, which is our neighbor to the north, will be holding the same meeting on April 20th. And this is important because The Yellow Bank portion on the northern end of our watershed is actually included in their RAPS process, so okay. that'll be addressed in their meeting.
Okay, so very good.
My other item of discussion today was about some upcoming rain barrel events that I'm going to be hosting in the watershed. This will be some opportunities to help decorate and install some rain barrels in the community. And at each event, I will also be having a drawing for people in attendance to win a rain barrel for themselves. So there is some incentive to come out and help.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the rain barrel project. What's that all about? What does a rain barrel do for, in case somebody's just wondering what it's all about?
So rain barrels are a great way to conserve rainwater that collects on a rooftop. So any of the water that's gathering at one point from a rooftop into a downspout can be diverted into a barrel and used for watering
good water
or
for
garden.
Good water for your gardens.
And so it conserves on having to use water that's been treated out of the hose or
right.
from the city. It also will help with foundation issues with water splattering that would normally be coming out. Another plus is that rainwater is actually better for your plants than treated water in the first place. It helps stabilize the pH in the soil. So,
right.
So there's multiple benefits to have that.
Okay.
Right now, my plans are, I have one event planned in Hendricks, Minnesota. Hendricks, of course, is the headwaters to the Lac Parle River. Their location will be holding an event on April 26 at 12:30 p.m. at the school. I'm really excited about this spot because it'll be right next to a garden that the 5th and 6th graders are planning on planting this spring.
Yeah, probably pretty excited about
and
that. Huh?
It know, is.
It's kids gonna, always have a lot of fun.
They're really excited, yep. too. It's going to work out perfect for both of us. And also their 7th and 8th graders are about to start a water resources unit in science, so
okay.
the timing there is going to be perfect also. Another location that we're planning on is St. Peter's Catholic School in Canby. I'm currently discussing a date with them and hope to have that set soon. And then a third location in Madison here is pending, and I'll hopefully know the details of that also by the end of this week.
All right, you can get that to us. We can hammer that on the air a little bit. Sounds good.
And I have a couple other ideas in Madison if that doesn't work out.
Okay.
So my goal today actually is to finish a Facebook page that I created a while ago. I just haven't really filled it out yet. So I'm going to finish that today. I'll be posting information about final details on there. Also on our website, which is lqpybwatershed.org. And also I'll be getting stuff out to the newspapers. And if Seth is on the air next week, I might have him squeeze something in quick too.
Sure. Sounds good. And, of course, I know you talked to our Kiwanis Club, and I know one of your goals is to get a lot of information out and disseminate it. So if anybody's looking for a speaker for a meeting or something like that, you're available,
sure.
right? They can give
yeah.
you a call.
Just
you'd be happy
know
to,
ahead of time.
Right. Stop in and
usually I'm more than willing.
Right. If you got to work it into the schedule there, talk to the group. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if we have time, I have one other just announcement to
yep,
make
we've
also.
We've got time here. Go ahead.
I just wanted a reminder that we do have an upgrade system for septic systems, our loan program through our office.
That's been a pretty popular one over the years, hasn't it?
It has been, and so I just want to get the reminder out. I have seen a few applications already this year, but we did get our funds replenished, and that's still going strong, so that's a good option if you don't want to pay for replacing a failing septic system all at once. This gives you the option of spreading it out over 10 years, and it's a very low interest rate. So
and that's for replacement now, not for new installations, right, as I recall?
Not new systems on new homes. This is for replacing or upgrading a failing system.
Right.
And that gets put on your property taxes for 10 years.
So you can hardly even know you're paying it. So.
Right, yeah. Right. It's better than doing it all at once. And
right. And I think if you want to pay it off after whatever beforehand.
You can always pay it off. Yeah. And it's only 3.5% interest.
That's a pretty
rate,
good deal.
So
good
it's
interest.
Not adding a lot on.
Right.
But.
Okay.
If there's any questions, feel free to stop out in the courthouse. Like Maynard said, I'm just to the right when you walk in the door. Also, you can email me at mitch.enderson@lqpco.com or call at 320-598-3319.
All right, very good. Well, we appreciate the information there, Mitch, and I think we're going to get our conservation conversation cranked up here for maybe the next couple of weeks, too. I think we have some reps coming in from the soil and water conservation, and no doubt NRCS and all the rest of the group will be into see us about when we usually get somebody in from the environmental office on different topics, so always interesting.
It will be.
Very good.
It's a nice spring so far.
So far, so good.
Although we might have some raindrops today, it looks like.
Yeah, well, as long as it's not white, we'll be happy. So, all right. True. Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Maynard.
Mitch Anderson from the Lac Parle Yellow Bank Clean Water Partnership on our conservation conversation this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. He's sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to greet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be